Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality.
Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen is almost like a little movie in a song. Now there's a big movie about the band. This is Soundcheck, I'm John Schaefer, and today on the show we take a look inside some of the more musical offerings of this year's Tribeca Film Festival. Plus, guitar virtuosos Rodrigo y Gabriela bring their new Cuban-infused album live to our studio. Let's start, though, with the Tribeca Film Festival, which kicks off its 11th year this week, with hundreds of hours of brand new features, shorts, and documentaries, including a film called Queen, Days of Our Lives. Joining us to highlight some of this year's musical selections is the festival's director of programming, Jenna Terranova. Jenna, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
So music and film, they obviously work so well together. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing more of that happening now in the films that you cull through for the festival?
I think so. I think every year we have such a rich sort of depot to look for films and music, and not only documentaries about bands, but there's always stories. And music is such a moving force that it just naturally complements cinema, I think, so well. And you know, from documentaries about bands to music that's actually in movies. Today we'll probably talk more about the documentaries, but
And those documentaries, I mean, they tell stories, both familiar and unfamiliar. And with Queen, you know, we have like one of the most familiar bands of recent times.
Absolutely.
How extensive a film is this?
It's pretty extensive. I mean, it is a comprehensive doc on the band. I mean, I think it's great behind the scenes, a lot of history, music. It covers the gamut for them. So it really is a really rich documentary.
Mm-hmm. But as you were going through, you know, the films, the programming this year's Tribeca Film Festival, it seems like some of the more obscure corners of the music world caught your eye.
Sure.
Tell us about El Gusto.
El Gusto is a beautiful film. It's about shabby music in Algeria that was popular in the 40s. This young filmmaker, French filmmaker, goes and travels back to find these musicians who were all together at a certain point in time in Algeria and making this music together, and then just circumstances pulled them apart. And it's a beautiful reunion story and a journey through the music and the history of that region, and how there was a time where, Jews and Muslims lived harmoniously together, and how so much has changed. And music is really a beautiful bridge to sort of tell this story and bring all these men back together.
So it's kind of a Buena Vista social club kind of
thing. It is. I mean, that's a really great comparison. We've tossed that around when talking about the movie. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So it's a bunch of older guys. They're between 70 and 100 years old.
Yep.
They haven't played together. They're Muslims. They're Jews. They were pulled apart by the bloody and violent Algerian independence war in, I guess, the 60s.
Yep.
And so is it this filmmaker who is, I mean, is she actually bringing them together?
Yeah, actually, but in a very, very naturalistic way. I mean, it was really a journey for her. And you know, she started making connections, and I think it became her life mission to get all of these guys back together. And it's really moving, I mean, that they all meet each other again.
The filmmaker is Safina Bousbia. Her film is called El Gusto. And this is some of the music that these musicians made once she got them back together, the El Gusto Orchestra of Algiers.
مثل الحمام في توهام وديما هايم ومامو فقد الغزال المغرومة بقيت غير نخمم ولا فادني تخمام مثل الحمام في توهام وديما هايم ومامو إذا نموت بيا في الطومة ليلة الحرية الصايلة على الريا
Now, That is some Shabi music, spelled C-H-A-A-B-I. Shabi was popular in North Africa, especially in Algeria, in the 1940s, and it was made by Muslims and Jews who lived together and played music together. This is Abdel Hadi Halo and the El Gusto Orchestra of Algiers, and a song called Fatuma. These musicians brought together by the filmmaker, Savina Busbia, whose film El Gusto is part of this year's Tribeca Film Festival. Jenna Terranova, the director of programming for the Tribeca Film Festival, is with me, and we're talking about some of the musical offerings this year. Information on screenings is on our webpage, wnyc.org/soundcheck. Jenna, before we get to some of the other films we wanted to talk about, let me just big picture here.
Sure.
How do you vet these things? I mean, how many films do you have to go through to pick the ones?
We had almost 6,000 submissions this year. About 2,800 were shorts films. We only do the narrative features on my side of the programming. But we have a great team, and we just watch a lot of movies, and we have a lot of discussions about these movies. And, and we also travel the world and see more movies in addition to that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a great job. We can't complain, but it can be some long
That's
hours.
A lot
sometimes.
Of, yeah, 6,000 movies. So everything that we're talking about has stood out for you from a very big crowd, mm-hmm. for one reason or another. And, with El Gusto, a remarkable story of, people driven apart by war and brought back together, not just by music, but by film, which mm-hmm. is a really great thing for a film festival. Then there's Searching for Sugar Man. What's the story? I mean, just bare bones here.
Yeah, here's an example of an example where music is an important part of the documentary, but it's really the story that's really most compelling, and his story. He's a musician that cut two albums in the 70s.
His name is Rodriguez. He goes by the single name Rodriguez.
Rodriguez, exactly. And they never really amounted to much here in the States, but were bootlegged in South Africa and became a huge rage and inspired a lot of people. And people just assumed that he had disappeared, just the way he had been living his life. And this film takes you on the journey to sort of figure out what happened to Rodriguez. And it's really, a lot of twists and turns, really interesting stuff.
Stephen Sugar Sagerman, a fan of Rodriguez in South Africa, is part of the film's search. Now, they've heard that Rodriguez has not just fallen off the face of the earth, but has committed suicide on stage. This is what they've been told. But here he explains why, even in death, Rodriguez remains so important to him.
The album was exceptionally popular. To many of us South Africans, he was the soundtrack to our lives. In the mid-70s, if you walked into a random white liberal middle-class household that had a turntable and a pile of pop records, and if you flipped through the records, you would always see Abbey Road by the Beatles, you would always see Bridge Over Troubled Water by Simon and Garfunkel, and you would always see Cold Fact by Rodriguez. To us, it was one of the most famous records of all time. The message it had was, be anti-establishment. And the one song's called the Anti-Establishment Blues. We didn't know what the word anti-establishment was until it cropped up on a Rodriguez song. And then we found out it's okay to protest against your society, to be angry with your society.
I woke out this morning with an ache in my head. I splashed on my clothes as I spilled out of bed. I opened the window to listen to the news. But all I heard was the establishment's blues. Gun sales are soaring, housewives find life boring, divorce the only answer, smoking causes cancer, the system's gonna fall soon, to an angry young tune, and that's a concrete cold fact, the Pope digs population, freedom from
the music of Rodriguez, who came from Detroit, cut a couple of kind of psychedelic records at the turn of the 70s, did nothing here in the States, but to everyone's surprise, became, as you just heard, very popular in South Africa. That guy, Stephen Sagerman, is looking for Rodriguez in the film Searching for Sugar Man, or looking for the completion of the story of what happened to him. Jenna, I don't want to give away the ending of the film. Suffice to say, there is a twist,
yes,
or two,
mm-hmm,
along the way. And Soundcheck listeners, if you want to know the ending, search for Rodriguez in the Soundcheck archives. I will say no more than that. The film is called Searching for Sugar Man. It's part of the Tribeca Film Festival. beginning this week here in New York. And again, a complete list of what's screening when can be found on our webpage, wnyc.org/soundcheck. Jenna Terranova is director of programming at the festival. We've mentioned the Queen film, Days of Our Lives, and then a couple of more obscure musical corners with Rodriguez and the Shabi music from Algeria. I want to mention briefly Russian Winter, which is about John Forte, who's been on our program as well. Interesting story there, a guy whose career was derailed by a drug bust and years in prison. And prison, it appears in a couple of different films, but what's the story, switching gears a bit, Don't Stop Believin', Every Man's Journey, what's the story here?
Every Man's Journey, Journey decided that they wanted to go back out on tour and didn't have a lead singer and started a search for a lead singer. And people may have heard the story before, but they actually found the singer on YouTube. This guy, his name's Arnell, and he was in the Philippines, and he was a cover band singer. He was impoverished for many years. And they brought him to San Francisco in California, and they tried him out. And it's a really, really inspiring story. And his voice is incredible. I don't know if you've heard.
It's fantastic. It's pretty much, a dead ringer for the original voice of Journey. The film is Don't Stop Believin', Every Man's Journey. And in this clip, we hear in order Journey members Neil Schon, Jonathan Cain, and Ross Valerie. And singing in the background is their potential new frontman, Arnell Pineda. Things have not been going well, but on the third day of working, something finally clicks.
The third day, he comes.
Desperately falling!
And he's got a voice. Then he's singing like the way I heard on YouTube. And I was impressed. Because the sound was pure. It was like, I believed it, you know, and I thought, it's huge. His voice was huge.
I just looked at John and I go, that's it. I mean, what do you want? You know, that's like, it's not going to get any better than that, buddy.
That's not bad.
Goosebumps. Goosebumps. Absolutely.
That is from the film Don't Stop Believin', Every Man's Journey, the story of the band Journey and their new lead singer Arnell Pineda from the Philippines. And Jenna, they discovered him via YouTube?
They did, yeah.
And do you see the... Absolutely.
See they talk all about it. Yeah, they talk all about it.
Well, that's another of the musical offerings of the Tribeca Film Festival this year. And, of course, Arnell is not the only group that came to fame through YouTube. We've got the kids from PS22 that we're going to be talking about in just a moment. But Jenna Terranova, Director of Programming for the Tribeca Film Festival, thanks for being with us on Soundcheck today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Again, music films at the film festival, screenings and timings and all that is on our webpage, wnyc.org/soundcheck. Here's that same song, Don't Stop Believin', sung by the kids from PS22 on Staten Island. Up next, we'll take a closer look at Once in a Lullaby, a documentary about the internet-friendly PS22 chorus that you're hearing and their journey to the Oscars. And later, speaking of more musical journeys, the Mexican guitar duo Rodriga y Gabriela went to Havana, Cuba to make their latest record. They'll bring some of that music to our New York studio later.